Welcome back, 538, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, former Senator Rick Santorum will join me. We'll talk about the big election day coming up, believe it or not, tomorrow. Oh, here's another guy I want to talk to about the election. Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskins reporter. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Okay, Panthers 21. Redskins 13, Mitt Romney wins the presidency.
That's right. You don't even need to turn on your TV or pick up your Washington Times tomorrow. It's over.
It's all over. The Redskins rule. All right. Well, let's get into the game. What the heck happened? Honestly, did they take this game for granted?
I don't think you ever really take a game for granted in the NFL. I think it's just a really good indication of, so the state of the Redskins right now, they're injured, that plays into it. They're underperforming, that plays into it. They commit too many penalties, they can't convert enough third downs, they can't convert red zone opportunities. They're a bad football team in a lot of different areas right now, and you know, the injuries exacerbate that, but there's so many different problems. I think they all kind of came to a head yesterday.
Yeah. All right, so is it fair to say RG3 looks like a star but just doesn't have the people around him to make it work, or has he still got some rough edges to work out?
I think there's no question that he's got rough edges to work out. And you're talking about getting through his progressions on time, making smart decisions, being mechanically sound on throws, and he's a rookie. These are all expected road bumps. I think what you're encouraged about, you're a Redskins fan, it's his athleticism, his leadership, and he's very smart on the football field. So there's a lot to be excited about with him. The Redskins, when they acquired him and gave up some resources to do so, thought that they were going to pair him with a pretty stout defense, and I think what they've gotten here is a incorrect evaluation of what they had. You know, they're not as good as they thought they were on that side of the ball, and it has to do with underperforming players and some injuries.
Yeah. All right, so I was reading your piece in today's Washington Times, and here we are. We're going into a bye week with a 3-6 record, losing three in a row, and I sort of took away from it that Shanahan kind of was looking down the road. He's already looking at next year.
Yeah, we just got out of Mike Shanahan's Monday press conference. He had it a couple hours later today, and he really backtracked on those remarks.
Oh,
basically saying what he meant was that he's going to be evaluating which players continue to play their best and give their best effort and fight in the face of this adversity, not play younger players to evaluate for next year, considering this season is already lost. So, you know, that's a refrain that is familiar around Redskins Park. I mean, there have been a lot of lost seasons around here in the last 20 years, and so Shanahan's refrain yesterday fell right into that, and you know, he scolded the media for not reaching out to him to clarify his remarks. It seemed pretty clear to me what he was saying. Now, I never thought that he was throwing in the towel on the season. I didn't think what he said meant he's not going to show up to work, the game plan, or anything like that. Shanahan's very competitive. He always tries to put the best team on the field to win. I think he was just being realistic about their playoff chances, and only four teams in the history of the NFL have overcome a 3-6 start to make the postseason, and I just don't think he used his words in the best way. And even he said at the end of his news conference tonight, it's not like I gave you the perfect quote. So he tried to clear that up, and I think we have a better understanding now.
All right, but I mean, let's be honest. He's got to go. What, they've got to go 6 out of the next 7 to have a shot at the playoffs, don't they?
Absolutely, and you know, you don't lose 6 games as a fluke. There are flaws of this team that are going to cost them more losses. So you know, you see where this team is headed. I mean, it's all out there right now. They might get Brandon Merriweather back to the bye week to help at the safety position, and Pierre Garçon, a receiver, is a little more uncertain with that sprained right foot. But even if they get those two guys back, I don't think it takes up to the absence of some players like Brian Arakpo, an outside linebacker, or Fred Davis, tight end. This team, as it was conceptualized, for all the flaws that vision had, still were a ways below that now because of some of these absences. And I just think, you know, you are looking at another December of irrelevant games.
Yeah. This division, though, is not as strong as it once was, at least from the outside looking in.
That's right, but it only takes one team to run away with it. And, you know, the Giants did lose yesterday, but the Redskins would have a long way to go to catch up to those teams. So,
yeah.
It's just like I said, they're flawed. And if there was some magic light you could turn on and solve some of these holes on the field, they would do it. But the fact is, you know, they're not making any coaching change, not making any changes to the coaching staff, I should say, during the bye week, which is absolutely reasonable. I think that would be reactionary. And it's not like there are a bunch of Pro Bowl players out on the street that you could just plug into the secondary that continue to give up big plays or you know, on the defensive line to suddenly generate a pass rush. I mean, this is the team that they've assembled, and, you know, they're going to have to play out the string with it. And I think Shanahan's point is that you've got five games against NFC East opponents left, so you can climb in the division. You take every game as it comes, and you win the first one, and maybe you win the second one and see what happens. But right now, when you look at the big picture, there's just too many holes.
Yep. All right. Well, perhaps the bye week will do them some good, and maybe they'll get a couple guys well again, and who knows what we're looking at 2 weeks down the road. By the way, I wanted to mention a story I just mentioned on the air about 15 minutes ago and didn't know if you were privy to it or not. Jerry Jones got locked out of the locker room, and he threw a fit in the Falcons game.
I saw that headline. You know, Jerry Jones is very visible around that team from a media standpoint. I believe he speaks to reporters after every game.
Yeah,
which is an interesting contrast from the Redskins owner, who doesn't make himself available to media hardly at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I can imagine Jerry was not too happy about that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if Dan Snyder ever had to beat on the door to get in the locker room.
Well, if he did, I feel sorry for the person who hit the locker room.
That's what I was getting at. All right, Rich, have a good week, my friend. Thanks a lot.
All right, Andy.
See ya. Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskin reporter. I guess we'll give Rich the Friday off and the Monday off of next week, since we don't have a Redskins game. But we'll catch up with him again 2 weeks from now. It is 5:45, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.